Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about love, unwrapping the gift of love, what God calls the most excellent way. We like to fight and argue and debate over who's the best and what gift's the best. And God says the most excellent one is love. And so each weekday morning, we're talking and praying about a different aspect of the love that God gives to us that he expects us to have for others. He expects us to have for him. And today we're going to focus in on love that leads to obedience. Jesus says in John 14, verse 15, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." So many times we think of the freedom that we have in Christ. Paul writes about it as permissiveness. We can do whatever we like. Well, in a technical sense, that has some truth in it. But God tells us through the Apostle Paul's writings, do not use your freedom to indulge your sinful desires, your selfish nature, but rather serve one another in love. Jesus says, if we love him, we'll do what he says. We'll obey his commands. We'll follow his instructions. You see, we generally want to please the one that we love. If we have no desire to please that one that we love, I'd kind of go out on a limb and say it's not really love that you're feeling. It's not really love that you've decided. It's not really love that you're doing. And when we recognize God's love for us, is different. It's not that he obeys us because he loves us. His love does what is best. And in that love, he came to earth. Jesus died on a cross. Not that he deserved, not that, he could have stopped it if he wanted to. You look at all of the miracles and wonders that he performed as he was on earth. When he knew it wasn't his time, he would simply disappear. He could have avoided the cross. But he obeyed his Father for our good. And that's the type of obedience that God desires for us to have to him. An obedience that's for our good. Jesus would say his yoke, his being tied together with him, is not burdensome. His commands are not troubling. We learn to keep his commands because we want to, because we love him. We learn to keep his commands because we discover in doing so it benefits us. There's kind of a element of selfishness in it. I've shared this before in relationship to my parents. And I suspect many of you have a similar story that you could tell. You obey for periods of your life with some degree of selfishness because you know it's to your benefit. You avoid punishment. You avoid consequences of disobedience. But I reached a point as I became an adult that I began to obey my parents because I wanted to, because I loved them. Because I had learned that even when I don't fully understand, what they were asking of me was for my best. And my parents are human. Probably don't always get it right. But the heart is right. And how much more is God, excuse me, God's love for us? Perfect. Always for our good. And our obedience may at times be learned by the taskmaster of consequences and punishment, but we reach a point where we understand that those things that guided us into obedience were simply guardrails to keep us on the right path until we could learn to obey out of love. And how much better to want to be obedient, to love God to such an extent that we want to please Him with our obedience. We want to honor Him with our obedience. We want to lift Him up in the way that we obey. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to know who you are, in order to be cleansed and declared righteous, in order to avoid the consequences, the punishment, the penalty of sin. And Father, we learn to love because we discover how much we've been forgiven. But Father, as we walk in relationship with you, as we experience the comfort and the peace that comes through your Spirit dwelling within us, we learn to obey because we love you. Because we recognize it's for our good, because we want to please and honor you. Father, forgive us for the times where we disobey, where we love self more than you, where we love this world more than you, where we forget how much we are loved by you. When the world teaches us and tells us that you're not looking out for our good and they lie to us. God, help us today to be obedient out of love. And may our love for you grow, may our love for one another grow. And may the world see Jesus. May they see His presence. May they see His value to us through our obedience. And as we grow in this love that leads to obedience, may we continually lift up Jesus so that as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.